Hi, everybody, and welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. As the Browns get set to hit the bye week, a Thursday practice, and now they get set to kind of separate a little bit from football, it's an early bye week. I'm Jim Donovan along with Nathan Zagura, and it comes, some people say, too early. Some people say you want it a little bit right in the middle. Some people don't want it very late. But it is what it is, and it's at a very early time. Maybe not a bad time for a young team.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad time at all for this team, especially given the nature of what happened in that game against Baltimore. Little details were out of whack, certainly with the coaches in terms of getting the personnel groupings out there. Stuff to clean up on special teams. Confidence to restore in a young player like Justin Gilbert. I think this comes at a good time. And don't forget, in Week 10, they get the Thursday night game. That's kind of a half bye that comes at the middle point of the season. So I think it's a good time. They have an opportunity to kind of stew over this, to let this fester, get angry, and make sure they are totally prepared to play when they take on the Titans in Week 5.
I want to go back to Gilbert just for a second, because he's in the spotlight an awful lot, and especially when offensive teams come up, they market him, they take a look at him, they go after him, and they do that with any rookie corner. It is still one of the most difficult positions to walk into the NFL as a cornerback, whether you're picked in the first round or an undrafted free agent like a guy like Buster Skrine was, and play and not get picked on.
No question about it. And you saw 3rd and 5. We went with a zero coverage, no safeties up. Everybody was blitzing. He was out there on an island. You got to figure that's where Joe Flacco is going to go with the ball to Torrey Smith. He did. He drew the pass interference penalty there. I think what they need to do is evaluate how much press can we leave Justin Gilbert in. How often can we leave him on that island alone and find ways to help him out and build his confidence? The talent is there. The physique is there. The speed is there. Everything is there for Justin Gilbert to be a successful corner. That's why he was taken 8th overall. Right now, it's about restoring his confidence, putting him in situations where he can succeed, because you can tell just out there, he's frantic. He's not calm. And it's a confidence issue, I think, right now with 21.
He's kind of flailing away right now. Let's go to surprises, all right? Let's go to a pleasant surprise. Let's go to the offense. I'll tell you what, when the Browns came out of the preseason, you wondered how many points will they be able to put up on the board each and every Sunday. It has been no problem at all.
No question. A tip of the cap to Kyle Shanahan, who I think has this offense clicking on all cylinders, despite the fact that you've only had Jordan Cameron for 3 of the 6 halves. You've only had Ben Tate for 1 of the 6 halves of football. No Josh Gordon, obviously. And yet this offense has moved the ball consistently, both on the ground and through the air. Andrew Hawkins has at least 6 catches in every game. He's been the number one receiver. Miles Austin's been big on third downs and in the red zone. 2 touchdowns, 1 in each of the last 2 games. And these young rookie running backs, Crowell, Terrence West, have thrived in this system. Part of the credit has to go to the offensive line. They have been phenomenal. And part of the credit has to go to Brian Hoyer, who's taken care of the football, been efficient, made the right read much, much more often than not. And ultimately, this offense has been a huge surprise. Number 10 in the NFL in scoring offense, number 12 in yards. And if you had told me that was going to be the case after 3 games, I'm saying we're 3-0. But on the other end, the defense hasn't been getting it done. But I think if you wanted one side to be off early, it is the defense. That's the expertise of the head coach, Mike Pettine. And I think that's the side that will be able to show the most improvement as this season goes on.
Let me touch on the running backs real quickly here. Ben Tate's getting ready to come back now. He hasn't played since the first half of the opening game against Pittsburgh. These two kids have been playing very well. Wes, Crowell. There's only one football out there. When Tate comes back, how do you divvy it up?
I don't know. That's why they get paid the big bucks, Jim. I don't know about that. That's going to be very tough, because I think Isaiah Crowell continues to build momentum week after week. 5 yards a carry against this Ravens defense, and he's touched the ball 4 times in the red zone. 4 times. 3 of those have become touchdowns, 2 from more than 10 yards. So he's a guy that's got to factor in. Terrence West has played well, obviously, when given the opportunities, and Ben Tate played well before getting hurt, averaged almost 7 yards a carry in that first half against Pittsburgh. He's the best in pass protection. I expect to see Ben Tate play a lot on third downs and be that pass down back. But it's going to be interesting to see. As you said, there's only one football, and there are a lot of hungry mouths to feed in that backfield.
They still think they're going to be a very good defensive team, okay? It's been a rocky start, no question about it. It has led to the fact that they are 1-2. One thing that would jump out at you that needs to be fixed in these days before we head off to Tennessee would be what?
Run defense. You cannot give up 150 yards on the ground, over 5 yards a carry, week in and week out, and play in the National Football League and win. because this is a defense that wants teams to be in third and longs. And when you're giving up 5 yards on first down, 5 yards on second down, you're not going to have teams in those third and long situations. You can't pin your ears back. This is a D that ultimately wants to be playing the run on the way to the quarterback. And you can only do that when you're in third and long situations. You can dial up your exotic blitzes. Right now, this run defense and the fact that they're getting blown off the ball up front has got to be corrected.
Is it as simple as this as we get set to wrap it up and we'll head out onto the bye week after this? Is it as simple as this? People could write a thesis on how to finally break through and become a winning team and win a game rather than let it slip away. Is it as simple as just winning a couple of these?
I think it's winning a couple in a row and paying attention to the details. It was the details that got away from the Browns in that game against the Ravens. Not finishing when you have first and goal at the 9, failing to put points on the board. They need to take care of the little things, and when they do that and win a couple, the schedule, it lines up very nicely here in the next couple of weeks. If they can put a couple together, you have the confidence that at the end of the game, you will come through, and that makes a big difference.
All right, so we all take a big, deep breath this weekend, and we get set for next week when we're off to Tennessee and back underway. For Nathan Zeger, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for being with us here on Cleveland Browns Today on ClevelandBrowns.com.